pra luta, pois eu quero me aprumar. Vou tratar você com a força bruta, pra poder me reabilitar. Pois esta vida não tá sopa, e eu pergunto com que roupa,
com que roupa
eu vou pro samba que você me convidou. Com que roupa eu vou pro samba que você me convidou? Agora eu não ando mais vaqueiro, pois o dinheiro não é fácil de ganhar. Mesmo eu sendo cabra trapaceiro, não consigo ter nem pra gastar. Eu já corri de vento em popa, mas agora com que roupa?
Com que roupa
eu vou pro samba que você me convidou? Com que roupa eu vou pro samba que você me convidou? Pra ver se escapo desta praga de urubu. Já estou coberto de farrapo, eu vou acabar ficando nu. Meu terno já virou estopa, e eu nem sei mais com que roupa,
com que roupa
eu vou pro samba que você me convidou. Com que roupa eu vou pro samba que você me convidou?
Vai de roupa velha e chuchu, seu trouxa.
Noel Rosa with Com Que Roupa. In English, with that dress? In 1931, that was his huge breakthrough hit, giving Samba a new twist with his incisive, witty lyrics, on the way to becoming one of the biggest stars of Brazilian popular music. He wrote around 250 songs before he died, aged only 26, a comet which blazed briefly through Rio. A short life, but a wild one. Welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and here's something else rich and strange. R.M. Hubbard is one of Glasgow's most prolific musicians, who spent 10 years rocking the streets with his band El Hombre Trallado, a John Peel favourite. This is Temple's Circa 89, a highlight of his debut solo album, First and Last. He claims nothing has changed about his music. "My style of guitar playing is still punk," he says. "It just doesn't sound like it." A wise man once said, "Punk is what you make it."
Thank you. Thank you.
Douce Memoir, directed by Denis Raison d'Adre, performing a laude from 17th century Rome, O Pane Ciel, O Bread of Heaven, O Living Comfort of a Faithful Soul. However, at the time, the church was certainly worried about such music, which was said to turn religious songs into orgiastic celebrations. For Sun Ra, there were no such barriers, which is why he could record an album in 1963 called Cosmic Tones for Mental Therapy. From it, here's the intensive drum therapy of Moondance.
Thank you.
Santa Marta Cumbia by Cantina y su Combo. It's from Cartagena, a compilation released earlier this year by the ever-fascinating Soundway label. It's bristling with hardcore Colombian cumbias, poros and mapales from around 40 years ago, recorded by Curro Fuentes, who was a kind of musical Luke Skywalker rebel from his family's Discos Fuentes empire. George Kurtag is a Hungarian composer, closely associated with the other George, Ligeti. Kurtag dedicated these microludes for string quartet to an older musical ally, cellist, composer, conductor András Mihály, on Mihály's 60th birthday. Here they are, performed by Cuarteto Casals. Serge Kurtag's Microludes for String Quartet, Opus 13, Hommage à András Mihály, performed there by Quarteto Casals. It's always a thrill to get hold of a new release by Dengue Fever, the band who serve up West Coast garage rock and Cambodian pop on the same plate, as if there had never been thousands of miles of water, politics and culture separating the two. With singer Shom Nimol firmly in the driver's seat, this is Cannibal Courtship. Watch out for the hairpin bends.
Deep in. How long does it sing? About three and a half minutes.
No, 2:47.
2:47, is it?
Yeah, really? Ideal. Like,
okay.
How do we do that? Okay.
Oh, wait.
Falco Sabutio is a small bird of prey. It's also the name of that somewhat freewheeling duo that you just heard, which features Gwilly Edmondes on gadgets and Val Persona on violin. The tune was called Show Jumping, and you can hear more of their music at freemusicarchive.org/music/Falco Sabutio. More traditional, but still equally unknown, at least outside of South Africa, are the Colenso Abafana Benkokelo, Faithful Boys of Colenso. Their Isamiya music may be gentle, but it packs a steady punch. Uya Kataza, you don't listen to me.
Kodwa uyakataza mtaka baba.
Wino kalanga.
Engabe kwenziwa yena
ukuthi umuntu mathu yamtshela.
Engafuni kulalela.
Yena lalela.
Uthemba malokho.
Besikhalela.
Sinjali sala kutshelwa.
Kwenziwa yena ukuthi umuntu mathu.
Ngoba sithi masesixakekile.
Yena lalela.
Uthemba malokho.
Besikhalela.
Abe kodwa.
Ayo.
Yelele mama.
Ayo
yelele mama.
Ingabe kwenziwa yena ukuthi umuntu mathu yamtshela.
Engafuni ukulalela.
Yena lalela.
Kodwa emva kwalokho
besikhalela wena.
engabe kwenziwa yena othumuntu mathi
yamjengafunula lela
kodwa emva kwalokho bese kalela wena
ha usulahle umlenze
ngomsombulu obutholakala
futhi
ngolwesibili
isonto lonke ngifuna
nangolwesithathu obutholakala
kanti umuntu onjalo
ngolwesibili Mamfika ngumgqibelo ngithola ukuthi
ulahlekile.
Wayifaka emanzini.
Ahamba namanzi.
Walahla inhlanhla yakho mntakwethu.
Ha, usulahla umlenze.
Ngomsombuluko obutholakala.
Futhi
ngolwesibili obutholakala.
Futhi
nangolwesithathu obutholakala.
Futhi
ngolwesibili obutholakala. Nangolwesithathu
obutholakala.
Mangifika ngumgqibelo ngithola ukuthi ulahlekile.
Wayifaka emanzini.
Wayifaka emanzini.
Yahamba namanzi.
Walahla inhlanhla yakho mntakwethu.
The best train of the ride.
What about it, boy?
but a train to ride to pass it by, oh my. Mama told me so did father too. Said mama told me so did father too. Said mama told me so did father too.
What did you boy?
That CC road gonna be the death of you. Whoop it boy, whoop. Where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone.
Why, boy?
I feel like riding Epis all night long.
That's what I call an ending. CC&O Blues by Pink Anderson and Simeon Blind Simmy Dooley. Recorded in Atlanta for Columbia Records in 1928. Pink used to regularly tour in the medicine show of Leo Chief Thundercloud Cardot of the Potawatomi Native American people. But I guess his name is remembered much more for being the Pink in Pink Floyd. Other half of the tale, tomorrow night. A fine collection of music based around the Gumbe drum from 1950s Bahamas recently arrived through my door. Here's Vincent Martin and his Bahamians stirring up the obeah with Zombie Jamboree.
Was a zombie jamboree, took place in the New York Cemetery. Was a zombie jamboree, took place in the Woodlawn Cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island, some of them are great Calypsonian. Since this season was carnival, they got together in Bacchanal and they singing
back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I done get a ready. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
And they singing
back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I done get a ready. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping on the grave. In one hand she holding a quarter rum, with the other hand she knocking conga drum. The lead singer start to make his rhyme, while the other zombies rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say, it was a thrill to see the zombie break away. And they singing
back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
What they singing?
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
Left and right, things getting sweet, till the bystander mashed the zombie feet. The zombie raised his finger to warn, say, mister, take care, you mash me corn. The funniest thing you will ever see is a zombie eating codfish and bungee. I never seen more coffee and ginger beer than at the zombie parade which took place last year. And they singing
back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
Rub me gently,
back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
Man, I'm ticklish,
back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
It getting sweeter,
back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
Fire in my soul,
back to back,
belly to belly, I don't give a darn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
Let's go home.
Back to back, belly to belly, I don't give a darn, I done dead already. Back to back, belly to belly was a zombie jamboree.
What a pianist, and what a work. Joanna McGregor performing Ligeti's Autumn in Warsaw from Ligeti's first volume of Etudes. He commented, "You will not hear quotations of African music in my work, but in my thinking of rhythmic and metric patterns, the knowledge of Central African music is decisive." And if you listen again to that, I think you'll hear it. Talking of listening again, you can listen again to this programme over the next 7 days just by checking the Radio 3 web pages, and you'll also find a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and this is the Queen of Singing from Benares, Girija Devi, together with Ramesh Misra on sarangi and Siben Chatterjee on tabla. They're performing a mixed raga, combining raga Gauri with raga Bhairav.
jala na jala na jala jala na jala na jala na jala na jala ka jala na jala na jala na ho jala na
Girija Devi, singing of the torments of love divine, sung to a blend of Raga Gauri and Raga Bhairav, with Ramesh Misra on Sarangi and Sibeng Chatterjee on tabla. Teja Niku is a Finnish accordion player who likes her music to travel. Here she is with the Grupa Balkan, answering the question, can the Finns play the Chocek? Oriental Chocek.
Thank you.
Six performers playing no less than 65 instruments. Frank Epstein conducting the New England Conservatory Percussion Ensemble in a performance of Elliot Carter's recent work, Tintinnabulation. It was Carter's very much delayed response to Varèse's Ionization. Sadly, Varèse didn't live to hear it. It did take 78 years. But wasn't it worth the wait? Jan Tambur is a solo artist who writes and performs his songs on just two instruments, guitar and cora, les axes déréglés.
L'Ouest est un effluent, des axes déréglés, il s'éveille et répand, des rives allongées, il brandit aux aurores, des lames. Se dort, des midis jusqu'au soir, il ouvre des stries vertes, des coulées d'horizon répand aux ornières, des canaux en amont, il s'empare du mot, de la terre et des voiles, des jets de lumière, des halos, des dalles, il n'y a rien à Paris, rien dans le vent des sommeils gris, de halos amants, là le souffle vous cueille, vous sortit des cailles, là l'émeraude se mêle et s'écoule en dédale. Pascal Cazeran, au regard anglais, mais bien peu, on le craint, peu viennent s'échouer, les scènes d'or et orales qui tiennent le lieu de vie, aux saccades brutales, aux rohans gaillardis, aux mille remontrances, aux mensonges entêtés, aux mille faibles ronces, aux gloires bien lustrées, car ici, ils s'en passent et du peu, on dit tout, même plus encore, pour que ça ait du goût, il n'y a rien à Paris. De vagues amants, pourvu qu'on m'irradie quelques cieux idées, moi je périrai là, marié enlisé.
short second movement, Adagio Molto, from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 21 in C, the Waldstein, performed by Paul Lewis. Exquisitely. Now, bluegrass fiddle player and diva Alison Krauss has been recording for 25 years, and she's still not quite 40. Alison, maybe it's too early to lay your burden down. Don't do it.
Just sea with open eye, the open eye, the ingull tossing, the underside.
Shake the sheet of green on me.
No.
Scenes that make me dance and lie.
The New English Landscape there, Passing by Grass Cut, who are duo Andrew Phillips and Marcus O'Dea, and they sound really, really, really like an English version of Animal Collective, which actually is high praise. And before that, Rolf Lieslevan on baroque guitar played Niccolò Valle's Onze Vale in Himmelreich, Our Father in Heaven. And that brings us almost to the threshold of a new dawn, or certainly to the end of this late junction. I'll be back tomorrow night, but I'm going to leave you with this. It's the question, what is jazz? And it's played by Sean Kahn with Genevieve Grant doing the spoken word.
What is jazz? Jazz ultimately is the expression of the individual, a principal American ideal, supposedly. How much freedom does one have in the ghetto? America didn't have the maturity or sensibility to deal with the sociological impact of bebop. Paradoxically, bebop was just too free. The black Americans who'd invented this new music were only expressing the major fundamental principle of American idealism, namely, the freedom of the individual. This freedom didn't contain itself exclusively to music, and herein lies the problem bebop and jazz posed for mainstream America. Jazz afforded black musicians the freedom to buy expensive clothes, drive expensive cars, the freedom to express musical intellectualism, and the freedom to fuck white middle-class women. The latter two freedoms, intellectualism and interracial relationships, threatened the established order of things. The neat middle American psyche came under attack. The arrival of bebop brought a new generation of black jazz artists to the fore. These cats expressed all the freedoms jazz endowed, but significantly, they didn't smile for their white audiences. The predecessors of the bebop generation had been forced to smile. It became part of the repertoire of the black jazz musician. But the bebop generation's non-smile became the most significant non-smile in American history. White America could handle one dissenting Jack Johnson, but a whole movement of non-smiling, ungrateful blacks? This became a different issue. The frontier mentality so necessary in the embryonic development of young America prevailed into 1950s America. The energy needed to conquer that vastness that is America proved all-consuming, and in turn gave birth to the omnipresent doctrine of free enterprise. This doctrine dealt purely in practicalities. It left no time for thought. Thought prevented doing, and too many things needed doing. Hence, the doctrine didn't recognize the need to foster an intelligentsia, which could add a discerning perspective. No time could be given to develop a morality in the great scheme. The mad rush refused to slow down. Intellectualism simply had no place or value in the American psyche. America, this young, vibrant country, dismantled the old world order and replaced it with almost indecent haste. The emergence of jazz, however, raised questions that mainstream America had largely ignored. A definition of what freedom is, and if you can define freedom, how much is tolerated? Are some sections of society given more freedom than other sections of society? The issue now takes on an ethical and moral dimension, which in turn leads to philosophical debate, which needs an intellectual drive, which requires thought. But the free enterprise culture doesn't value thought. You can't buy anything with thought. The 1950s precipitated a crisis in the American psyche, a crescendo of collective self-doubt which originated amongst the younger generation, demanded answers to long-standing questions. These questions, unacknowledged by previous generations, could no longer be ignored. Questions concerning society, minority status, and foreign policy, so often swept under the carpet, now needed to be confronted. This confrontation eventually led to the protest movement of the 60s, and the 50s bebop era became the catalytic spark for this protest movement. The connection between the two movements may seem incongruous, but the fact that high-profile black jazz musicians no longer exhibited a slave mentality only served to underline this reaching for a new status amongst minorities. Bebop destroyed the old rulebook of jazz, questioned the intellectual authenticity of its predecessors, and finally reinvented jazz in its own image. Bebop's non-acceptance of old values and desire for radical change from a reactionary past became analogous to the protest movements of the 60s. But in America, its birthplace, bebop could not be embraced. It threatened the social equilibrium as defined by the American political establishment. The political statement that bebop helped instigate would sadly have to look elsewhere for sustenance. Drugs claimed its most eloquent exponent, and many of its remaining protagonists became disillusioned. Not until the late 60s and early 70s did music regain its political impetus and dissenting voice. The advent of numerous protest songs, which became the anthems of the protest movement, eventually made their impact on the political and social consciousness of America. When this happened, bebop was nowhere to be seen. But its place in the protest pantheon of America is unequivocal. Bebop was just too ahead of its time. The fact that high-profile black jazz musicians no longer exhibited a slave mentality only served to underline this reaching for a new status amongst minorities.
BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. Hello, I'm John Shea, and in this part of the programme, I'm widening our usual European catchment area to bring you a concert given in November 2009 by the KBS Symphony Orchestra, the orchestra of South Korean radio, with conductor Otmar Maga. Sunwook Kim is the soloist in just over 10 minutes in Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 22 in E-flat, and Sibelius's Second Symphony, written under the sunny skies of Italy, rounds off their programme. The lush musical pastures of Anton Webern's Opus 1, his Passacaglia, are where we begin. It wasn't his first actual composition, but it did mark a fresh start. It was effectively his graduation piece on completing 4-year study with Schoenberg.